Did you see this coming, this decision by the NCAA?
No, I didn't see the statewide pullout. What I thought might happen is they would refuse to give us new events. I thought that the events we already had booked would stay. So it's a little disappointing that they pulled out like that.
What was going through your mind when you did hear about the details of the decision?
Well, we're an NCAA championship city, which means we host NCAA championships, and now we're an NCAA championship city, and we don't host NCAA championships. So I'm not really sure what kind of impact that has other than economic. I know economically the conservative estimates are $2 million in economic benefit that we've lost. There are 5,300 room nights and hotels that we've lost. And then we have the actual enrichment that it provides our citizens when you have people from all over the country come here for amateur sports. Some of these citizens host families of athletes that participate in each of these sports. So it's really disappointing. And we were in the process of also going after other things. We put in several bids for other championships. So it's a major loss because we put a lot of time, money, and effort into becoming an amateur sports mecca.
ACC Commissioner John Swofford said it's time for this bill to be repealed. He also said the conference's Council of Presidents will discuss HB2 at its meeting this week. Cary's also scheduled to host ACC tournament events this year. Are you prepared for what could be another economic blow to your town?
Yeah, I'm worried about that. We hope that the ACC will not pull things out of Cary because those are wildly popular as well. And, you know, as elected officials, sometimes you make laws or, in our case, create ordinances that don't have the intended consequences. And so you have to revisit them. And sometimes you say, I need to tweak it. Sometimes you say, I need to change it. A little more than tweak, and sometimes you say we need to just repeal it. And I would beg the legislature to really look at this because, you know, as you're making decisions as a public servant, you should ask yourself in every decision, is this for the personal interest or public interest?
In April, you issued a statement about HB2. It said, Cary is a welcoming community that is dedicated to the principles of non-discrimination and equal protection for all. But you and the town council stopped short of making any sort of formal resolution. Are you ready at this point to take a stance one way or another on HB2?
So we are an apolitical council. We have an unwritten policy, an agreement between ourselves that we don't say anything in public that we don't all agree on. And we do have a council member that supports HB2. So that's why we stopped short. At this point, there's been so much damage done that I'm ready to step up and say more. I think HB2 is causing harm, regardless of what you think about the bathroom implications. It's causing harm, and it's purely political. When you look back before Charlotte's ordinance, I don't recall any predatory actions by transgender folks or anyone else. And so Charlotte made a political ordinance, and that was followed up by the legislature, in my opinion, overreacting and making an ordinance that is discriminatory. And we're all suffering now because of that. And it's something they need to rethink. But the ordinance as it stands today doesn't reflect my beliefs, and I would feel safe to say doesn't reflect the beliefs of most people in Cary.
I'm curious also as to actually what you might think of the governor's statement. He condemned the NCAA for taking events out of North Carolina and said that they did not respect the judicial process as HB2 lawsuits make their way through court. What's your reaction to what he had to say? I mean, obviously, there are people, including the governor, who don't agree with you.
Sure. In my opinion, that's political. He's running for office, and he's decided to base a major part of his campaign on this policy or this law, and that's why he's defending it so rigorously. It's in his campaign ads, and it's something that I guess he thinks is worthwhile. And I would, I mean, it goes against, well, there's so many things that I have issue with. When you look at what transgender mean, I really don't think he understands what a transgender individual is. It's a person that identifies with a different sex, and it's not a predatory person. It's not a person that is looking to take advantage of a situation. And laws like this are actually discriminating against them and making someone that is taking the identity of a different sex go in the opposite restroom, which is humiliating, discriminatory. It's just awful. And there was never an issue before Charlotte started the ordinance, and it was followed up with the legislature. And so now they've made it an issue, and in my opinion, it is totally political. And you need to, they need to, we need to, everybody needs to get off of the politics and start serving the people of North Carolina rather than serving your political interest or self-interest. And it's just really disappointing how much we're suffering because of politics.
Harold Weinbrecht is the mayor of Cary. Mayor Weinbrecht, thanks for speaking with me.
You're welcome.